Welcome and thank you for joining us today in Believers Academy as we continue to study one of the foundational principles in the Bible, faith. Hi, I'm Chris from the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, where our goal is to give you the tools you need to be who God intended you to be. We want you to fulfill your destiny in Christ and grow in your knowledge of faith. This is lesson 2 of 5 in this series, and today we want to help you activate your faith. Let's talk about activation. When you get a new cell phone or a new computer or set up a financial transaction, you're often asked to activate the device or account. In the same way, you need to activate your faith. There are 3 parts to activating your faith, and we're going to examine each one in detail. They are, first, speak what you believe God will do. Second, receive the finished work and live your life in an attitude that God has already done what you asked. And third, tell others what your wonderful Lord has done for you. To get the most out of this study, we have prepared accompanying materials for you to download. So get your pen and paper to take notes, and of course you may pause this teaching at any time to look up scripture or rewind to recap an important point. Are you ready? Well, let's begin the activation process. The first step in activating your faith is to speak words of faith. In other words, you need to make sure the words you speak are the same things the Bible says about your situation. Now be aware, there is a temptation to speak the facts rather than speaking your faith. When you speak by faith, you are not lying. You are simply agreeing with God. For example, if you are experiencing pain in your body as a result of sickness or disease, your natural tendency is to talk about the pain. Talk about how bad you feel. Every time something touches your body in that area or you put pressure on that part of your body, you wince, you react in pain, or you cry out. It hurts, and that's a fact. However, if you want to live by faith, your first step is to pray and ask God to heal you. Pray according to a promise you have found in God's Word. Believe God will keep His Word and then receive your healing. Then, praise God for healing you. Finally, speak to that area of your body and command it to cooperate with the Word of God that says you are healed. Now you may say, I've done all that, but I'm still in pain. Remember, pain is the body's safety mechanism to alert you that something is wrong. Pain is just reporting the physical evidence. But here's where faith plays a big part in your life. After you believe God's word, ask for healing according to His word and receive the healing it's done. Now, every time you feel pain or any other symptom of the sickness or disease, say out loud on purpose the scripture you are believing for this healing. Perhaps you'll say, God said in His Word in 1 Peter 2:24 that by Jesus' stripes I am healed, so I am healed. By speaking out loud, you announce that you believe God's Word more than you believe the physical evidence. Put your focus on what God has promised, not on what you feel. Then, keep the focus of your mind and mouth on Jesus, your healer. He's done it, and the healing is yours now. Speak what you expect God to do. You may have found a promise in the Bible that God wants you to be healthy. For example, 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Now, claim that promise for yourself. Speak out loud that you are receiving God's healing. You can simply repeat what God said in His Word, or you can paraphrase it to make it more personal to you. The key is to continually believe and to speak what God said. Remember, the Bible teaches you in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Every time you speak or hear the Word of God, more faith comes. Now let me be clear, don't speak what you don't want. Speak what you do want. Speak what God's Word says. Here's another example. Philippians 4:19 says, And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now you can read that scripture out loud over and over again, and more faith will come. It's a powerful promise, and God has the power to back it up. Or you can personalize it and say, My God will supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God has plenty of riches and glory. Jesus died and rose again for me so that I know my need is supplied in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Mark 11:22, Jesus tells us that whatever we say in faith, whatever we say believing, God will make it happen. If we will open our mouths and speak, God will do it. Are there conditions on this promise? Yes, there are three. One, God will do what you say if it's according to His will, if it's in His Word. Two, you must really, truly believe God and His Word more than the natural circumstances. Three, you must speak. Let God's Word come out of your mouth. You may ask, how do I know what to speak? Well, good question. In the previous examples, you'll notice we use promises from the Bible. That's why it's important to study the Bible, so you will already know what promises you can depend on, scriptures that you can speak in faith and believe. God is listening and looking for a man or woman, a boy or a girl, who will believe Him and speak His will into any and every situation. Use biblical study aids to look up similar situations and scriptures that pertain to God's blessing in this area. When you find it in the Bible, speak what God's Word says. Search for the appropriate scriptures or discussions in devotionals, like From Faith to Faith from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, to give you confidence that you know God's will. For example, suppose you have an important decision to make. You may have a strong temptation to ask your relatives, discuss it with your coworkers, or get the opinion of others. What decision should you make? If you choose one thing, there could be trouble in this area. However, if you choose another direction, uncertainty could be there also. So what should you do? God said that if you want to make good decisions, you need to get wisdom. James 1:5 says, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking." Speak those words over yourself. Say, "God generously gives me wisdom to make the right decision." Also, 2 Timothy 1:7 says what God has given us. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So you'd say this out loud like this: God has given me a sound mind. Therefore, I make good decisions. Refuse the temptation to say, "Well, I don't make good decisions. I don't know what to do." No, speak the change that you want, not what you have. Here's what you should say: I make good decisions. God helps me and I choose according to His will. His will for my life is perfect, so I make the right choices. So, speak God's word. Whether you are reading or quoting actual scriptures from the Bible or putting the truth in your own words, it's very important to speak the word of God. The second part in activating your faith is to receive the finished work and start doing what God's word says. Receive the answer. You may not have the answer in your hands, yet you know by faith that God has given it to you. After you have prayed in faith, continue to believe and talk as if God has done it. Go so far as to say the words, "I receive the answer to my need. Thank you, Father God." Believe the answer has moved from promise to fact. As an example, a friend may tell you that he has put money in your bank account. If you have faith in the friend's word, well, you'll go ahead and receive that gift as done. You'll be satisfied because the money is in the bank. Well, receive God's gift as if it's already done. Jesus said on the cross, "It is finished." He meant that the price was paid. God has done His part to bring you to a place of success, so just receive it. In Jeremiah 1:12, God says, "I am ready to perform my word." He is ready, so receive that by faith. Once you find out something from the Word of God, go ahead and receive it and live it by faith. Speak as though you already have it. Say, "By faith, I believe I receive wisdom. I have it now. I make good decisions. God has blessed me with a sound mind. It is mine now." Then, don't allow yourself to say anything contrary to God's Word. It won't be long until it becomes a reality in your life. Live your life with the attitude that God has done what you asked Him to do. You believe Him, and you should believe He has and will keep His word, so let it show. Your attitude should be that you have what you ask God for. It's done. It's an actual part of your life now. In the example about healing, you should continue to live your life as if you're healed. Keep going to work. Maintain your regular schedule. Continue to go about your normal routine. Now, if God tells you to change your life in some way, to stop eating a certain food or to start eating something that is better for you, then do it. Let's look at an example of this in the Bible. On one occasion, Jesus healed 10 men who had leprosy. Luke 17:14 says, "He looked at them and said, 'Go show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy." Now, did you catch that? It said, "as they went." You could say, "as they obeyed Jesus' word." In that culture, people who had leprosy and then were healed which almost never happened, had to be pronounced healed or cleaned by the priest. So even though these men had no evidence of healing, they obeyed Jesus and went toward the town to see the priest. They performed actions like they were free from leprosy. And as they walked, they were healed. The leprosy was gone from their bodies. So have a confident attitude. Live like you have the answer, because you know what? You do. And do what God tells you to do. Believing and obeying the Word of God will work for you. Whether you have tried this before or not, we dare you to put action to your faith and watch God perform His Word to you. Ready for the third part? Your faith will surge to a new level when you tell others what God has and is doing for you. So make it a part of your conversation. David said to the giant Goliath, "I will defeat you." He spoke what he believed by faith. So tell it. Tell others about what God is doing in your life as though it has already happened. Praise God because He keeps His word, and He will keep His word in answer to your faith. Let's finish this lesson with a review. There are three ways to activate your faith. The first part is to speak faith. This confirms you believe God will keep His word to you. The second is to receive God's word and act on your faith. Do something that exhibits your belief in God in this area. Finally, the third part is to tell it. Proclaim that you are trusting God to take care of you in this area. Tell it by faith and you will have it in your life. Every believer has the right for faith to work for him. Have faith in the Word of God, and like Jesus, you can receive the answer to your prayers. Whatever you believe God for, these three steps will activate your faith. Continue to trust God, and He will not fail. This completes lesson two of our life-changing study of faith. Are you as excited as we are? We hope so. Our next lesson is titled, "What You Say is What You Get." Let's keep going on with this study. See you then. Meanwhile, here are some things to think about. How do you activate your faith? How do your words affect your receiving from God by faith? Write out an instance where you used your faith in God with success. God bless you as you activate your faith in His Word. And remember, Jesus is Lord.